You know, I'm right now. Thank you guys for having me on. I love Mark, Mighty Mouse, and I'm icing my shoulder right now. I don't know why, but all of a sudden, you know, my neck started hurting, and I'm icing. And I'm like, yeah, put me in, coach. So it's real.
I was explaining to the guys, you know, whenever, you know, we played the Broncos, it was a real big rivalry. When we played against the Chiefs, what was Marty's reaction? Because some people are like, man, you're lying. He wasn't like that. What was Marty like during Raider Week?
Well, great question. I think he got more money when we played against the Raiders. I think his contract was stacked. You know, it's just a different mentality from the guys that we play with and guys that played before us. It was always AFC Raiders. And so just because they're Vegas now doesn't mean they still ain't the Raiders, because they are. And they're doing well. And they did give us our one loss, so I'll give them that.
How about this aspect of it? We heard from some people around the division, actually one guy in particular, a friend of ours in Denver, that just said, you know what, it's just not the same because nobody hates Las Vegas. Like, it's hard to hate Las Vegas. Everybody loves going there.
Man, if you hate Vegas, there's something wrong with you. and I ain't saying nothing, but I'm saying a lot. You know, with the whole crossbones and I live in, I'm not going to tell you. I spent a lot of time in Vegas, and so I'm appreciative of the fans here and what they've done here. But it's still Raiders, and you can take them out of Oakland, but they still Oakland. I'm just joking.
Oh, if they're listening out there, they're hot right now, because you know they're like, but Oakland people, they gonna stand with Oakland. Now they don't care. They'll let you know, like, if I'm from Oakland, I'm from Oakland. Now, you know, obviously Vegas, you'll get people coming from L.A., but I think the people in Oakland, they're just a different breed. It's like, it's thug, it's hood, it's grimy, it's illegal. I used to tell people, like, man, by the time we finish warm-ups, if we test it for marijuana, we'll all be busted. Because the whole stadium used to smell like weed.
Yes, and Mark, you know this, there was a saying when you played the Raiders. First of all, don't invite your family to the game. Second of all, wear your helmet throughout the whole game, whether you're on the sideline, coming out of the huddle. Wow. You yeah. will get hit with a D-sized battery yeah. now and then.
It's just crazy. So what have you seen from the Chiefs team this year? How would you assess how they've been so far?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that question, because, you know, starting out, you know, having Mahomes as the MVP, you know, and try to go out and try to make the game happen. And so he's changed his game, and he's now doing what the defense gives. One thing about the Raiders that I think is a plus and I like about them is that they're able to rush four and then dropped seven in coverage, so I think that's a positive for the Raiders. But again, if Patrick Mahomes is doing things, as a former linebacker, I don't know how they read this young man in this offense.
And, you know, last time the Raiders went in and somehow beat them, I'm sure that was, you know, as we've talked about, it was frustrating to see.
Fake news.
Well, what happened? What happened in that game?
Well, you know, it just proves that we're all human. We all can go out and have a bad game or a bad day. And not saying that the Raiders didn't earn it, because they did. But at the same time, we're all human, and I expect us to bounce back, and it's going to be a shootout.